Hey, Dale.
Hey, man.
How's it, man? It's Chris from 94.7, man. How you doing?
Well, thanks, man. How you doing?
I'm well, man. I'm well. Listen, thanks for chatting to us.
Good.
Look, I'm also going to bring up sarin gas, only for the reason of where you guys started, which was, I mean, do you get the urge to go and visit, like, your old haunts? I mean, even, like, your old high school?
Yeah, you know, I went to Littleton Manor High School.
That's right, yeah.
Sean went to Marisburg College. Every now and again, I'll just sort of drive by and see... You know, see how things have changed, and I just remember thinking, you know, when we were in matric, I'm so grown up now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of funny to think that starting out in these little places, basically playing to, you know, the bartenders and like four of our pals that came along to cheer, and then things start growing and building, and then, you know, you turn around and you look, and you know, now you're playing, you know, bigger shows, you know, for a lot more people, and a lot reminisce about all of that.
Was anyone back then doubtful that you'd make like super, super rock star status? Like, you know, you're sitting there, you know, you're practicing like one or two of your first tracks there, you know, and then someone like either you or Sean or someone's like, nah, guys, let's just stop and become accountants.
definitely. I think
who was it?
I think everyone has a little bit of doubt. And, you know, it's such a hard thing, I guess, to do, you know, to be in a band and, you know, make it work and get a record deal and everything.
Yeah.
I think when one starts out, it's very much just for fun. You know, you start in the garage jamming because it's cool. You know, and you like jamming with your pals and drinking beer. Yeah. It's very much a case of, I guess, you know, hope for the best but expect the worst.
From a fan's perspective, because, again, I think a lot of your hardcore fans and people that just know a lot of Seether because of the fact that you guys made the transition, you know, was it just good luck? Because do you think a lot of the South African bands are doing something, inverted commas, wrong?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of great South African music, you know, a lot of great bands.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think there's a lot of factors. I think, I guess luck is one of them, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, timing is definitely another one.
Mm.
I think a lot of things have to align. I don't know why. I think there's a lot of, you know, sort of world-class music that could, you know, be successful over here. It's just, I think getting over here is hard in itself.
Mm.
You know, getting a label to say, okay, well, you know, we'd like to see you guys. And I think that's where we got lucky, was we started dealing with a label who believed in us and said, okay, well, we want to give you guys a deal and come over here and we'll release a CD. And then in our minds, you know, we were cracking champagne thinking, yeah, we've made it.
Mm.
And it couldn't have been further from the truth.
Yeah, it's not as glamorous. Yeah. And I mean that's it. This is a greatest hits album that's coming out apparently next week, and it's a double CD if I haven't been misinformed. Now a lot of people always say that when a band releases greatest hits, it's one of two things: they're actually that good or they need cash. I'm gonna go with the first, eh?
Thank you. Yeah,
you guys have to be as excited as the fans are. I mean, when I was chatting to Melissa from Shear, I was like, I'd buy that. And that is big. When people say I will buy an album as opposed to like downloading it illegally, then you know people are into your music, man.
Yeah, it is. You know, we didn't know how to feel about it. You know, the label suggested, hey, this is a greatest hits thing. And we were, I think initially we were listening to it because, you know, we still feel very much, you know, like we're still going, you know, we almost felt like, oh, isn't the greatest hits the thing you do when you're done? And you're like, okay, yeah, let's look back over the years, and we're getting ready to go in the studio next year, you know, and do an album. But I think it was a kind of a cool way to cap the last, you know, 10 plus years. And you know, again, you know, we didn't just want to put something out just for the sake of, you know, putting it out. And, you know, a lot of the songs on there, people are going to own already. So
yeah,
we didn't just want to basically feel like we're making people buy all the songs again. So we went into studio and we recorded some new material, put on some new songs, and, you know, put on old stuff that people, you know, probably never heard before.
Mm.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, made it worthwhile, you know, that people want to buy it. So
Yeah. When you're back, you have a couple of concerts, one in Joburg, Cape Town, and in Durban. Eh? It says an intimate evening with Seether. It sounds like a sit down with a dinner and like a steak and a piece of chicken. You know.
We want to do this one a little bit differently. We're going to tone it down a little bit, kind of do an acoustic crate on the stuff, and chill it out a little bit. So it'll basically be an acoustic show.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be cool. It's something we've never done before. This will be our first.
Yeah.
We've done a number of acoustic shows and even recorded an acoustic album in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it's kind of something we've got to do in South Africa properly.
So now we're getting to a point where you start sounding like your dad. Do you sound like your dad when you start speaking to other bands? You know, be like, you know what, when I was a band starting out, like, so you sit there, you're going to sit at Park Life, you're backstage, and you're sitting there with, like I say, Jeremy Loops or the Dirty Skirts, and you're like, guys.
You know, they say that you become your parents when you get older.
Yeah.
It's definitely true. We'll say something and then complete shock, you'll turn around and then think, oh, wow, did I just say that? but no, it's true. I find that too, just with music.
Yeah.
You know, I find myself saying stuff that, you know, I could picture my dad saying when I, put on a Guns N' Roses song or something.
Yeah.
You know,
see, that was real music,
Justin
man.
Bieber, I have the same reaction as my dad might have had when I started blaring GNR through the house.
Yeah, so it's...
No, it's definitely true.
Have you ever had some sort of like awkward encounter where you and like somebody from the complete opposite spectrum of the music industry are stuck in the same room and you have to make conversation? So maybe it was Selena Gomez or like, I don't know, Celine Dion. And you had to sit there and say what to him or her?
Not that springs to mind, but I've definitely had a lot of awkward situations. Maybe that's just because of me.
Okay, give me one. Close one. Now we're waiting.
I don't know. I always find it's awkward when... I find it was awkward when we got interviewed.
Uh-huh.
You know, I say that in a kind of sarcastic way by Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Uh-huh.
And he had no clue who we were.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was trying. This is what he was trying, but it was just embarrassing for both of us because he had no clue and we had no clue, and we just stood there looking very, you know, confused. And I don't know. I haven't watched the interview, but I think it's probably pretty bad. Yeah. But generally, for the most part, I find people are cool.
Okay.
But haven't met the Biebs yet. not a fan though. But
I can just imagine like the look on your face as you just said that. You pulled a face. I could hear it in your voice. Poor boy, man.
I did.
Yeah, I could hear it. Listen, just to round up. I mean, like for the fans, you're coming back because we know what to expect. Just great rock music. So what do you want to say to them?
Thanks, man. I just want to say, thanks for, I guess, you know, giving us our start and making us feel welcome every time we come home. I feel like the shows get better every time we come home and there's more for support and that definitely feels good. And thanks for that support, the ongoing support. And hope to see you guys, soon and repeatedly after that. So,